Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hi-de-ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, brought to you by the sponsors you will hear from later in this video. But more specifically, we have our guest,
hello,
Sharktooth. This is his second return.
You can be a little bit.
Okay.
I respect it. Bless was like if you'd like go all the way back.
Hello?
Yeah. Bless was just kind of like,
okay,
yeah.
So is this better?
Like, come on.
This is quite the upgrade, so I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
So.
We had you on a scuff GG Over Easy.
Yeah.
But Fruit Summit, Shark's here. I'm in the middle of a Hearthstone game. It's a long story, but he was taking a while, and I said, just take it away. Somebody real quick, while I just try not to lose things. Okay.
I mean, today is the podcast day, yes. And Mr. Fruit is being rude and starting a Hearthstone game. Literally looking at his phone and can't have a conversation with us.
Literally, Shark was taking forever. So I was like,
I was watching memes in the living room, and I couldn't look away.
Dude, I will not understand. I've never watched more memes than I have the time being downstairs with you and
you
Sonic.
You watch compilations?
Yeah.
No,
do you not do that?
No, I get my memes from you guys in the Discord. Yeah. Like, whatever like comes up on that Discord thread, dude, that's how I get my memes.
That's how it is. You wake up, go to, like, watch memes.
I don't go YouTube memes.
It's the most normie thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. I don't do that. You watch meme compilations.
We're meme gatekeeping.
Well, honestly, I think it's normie to just go to YouTube and search memes.
Well, that's what they're doing.
How is that? But we look up unusual memes, so it's different.
So it's like a deep fried meme?
Yeah, it's like a deep fried meta meme.
That's like three different layers, bro.
But like, there's layers.
That's
memes,
what like a
right?
fifth grader would do. That's like when like you want to watch.
Yeah, if they
the
look up
and you type boob.
Yeah, they look up shit like whoa, Team 10 memes. We're looking up unusual memes.
Yeah, dude. All right,
top tier memes. Credit.
All right, what's your favorite meme right now?
Right now, oh God.
Again, this is during Fruit Summit time, so memes with how fast generate.
Dude, I feel like I'm behind, though. I don't know.
People love dead memes, at least in this house right now, more than actual alive and doing well and striving memes. Or thriving, I mean.
Well, that's because we just can't keep up with the cycle that fast.
Yeah.
It's like, by the time I finally find a meme, I'm like, oh, cool. And it was like, yeah,
like,
bro,
you're still holding on to spaghetti. Yeah, Shark's dabbing unironically.
Yeah, I've been dabbing, Shark, like, a lot in the Fruit Summit. I don't know why.
I feel like dab is still, like, an ironic thing you could do, but you do it seriously.
I feel like it's this house. Ever since I entered it, like, I just started just, like...
The need to dab
well,
was taken
like,
over.
I'd be like, yo, what up, Shark? Good morning. He'd go...
I'd be like, what up?
Okay, but I do
good night, guys.
I think it's like a nervous tick where you're just like, you know, it's like,
yeah.
Well, I think like you hit a double strike yesterday, and then you literally dabbed, and then Christian was like, well, literally all credit.
Like, you've been doing it so often. I was like, at this point, like, you might have started ironically, but it's not ironic anymore.
How did you guys like my bowling? Did you guys like my form?
Oh my God.
Some people were scared.
Yeah.
Did you eat it? I thought I was going
to
get hit by
one finger slips out, that thing's coming back to us.
It's like the Wii crowd, like, when it comes back. Like,
yeah. You know, I used to like have that to me a lot, so it does make sense.
I loved bowling yesterday. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was.
Laser it ruined my arms, though, dude. Like, I can't lift my arms, like, past, like, a T, like, right.
T-pose.
But,
yeah.
Right there, dude, and it's like, it literally hurts
Rob
so
was trying
bad.
To say that because of this bowling. He's like, that's how I'm getting my gains, bro. I was like, I don't exactly think you're getting gains from bowling.
Well,
I think
I'm like spinning an 11-pound weight every, like, for like, what, 20 frames at least? And I bowled nice.
I think it was mainly just because, like, you're using it more than you, especially in ways some, you're not used to. So.
That was some good bowling yesterday, Rob.
Yeah, you need to come to the gym with me, Shark.
Dude, and, like, I'm on vacation.
well, you should come to the gym with me. I was like, hey, let's go. Like, dude, like, my arms from bowling.
Well, I can't. I literally can't. I mean, I would have to do, like, legs and core.
Oh man,
maybe I'll go, but I need to go to my gym.
I would like to go, but I haven't like went to a gym in like since like 2013.
Why is that? Did you used to like work out a lot?
Yeah, like back in high school and college a little bit. Oh well, community college. Yeah, not the
still college.
Yeah. Is it? Well, I actually dropped out still first semester, so I mean, it didn't feel like a real college.
You were there?
Yeah, I was there.
I won my game.
You did, oh, congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. Congrats. I can now be...
What rank are you? Just for the people at home, just so they know you could not back out of this super important game.
I'm now rank 18.
Rank 18?
Wow.
Well,
wow.
In the
that
world?
Got me my win streak.
And let's just... And it goes from down 20 to 1. Let's just make that clear.
Got me my win streak, dude. All right.
Congratulations, whatever. Dude. Now you can be here. You put the phone down.
Now I'm present.
Down.
I'm present.
Hello, yeah, welcome, right? Mr. Fruit.
I'm putting it in my pocket. Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Game of Thrones edition.
Oh, God. Dude, remember we were supposed to do Pog of Thrones, and we only did, like, two episodes, like, but they were late episodes.
But they were pretty depressing, man. Like the first episode, like, wasn't bad. And then, like, we were doing our podcast, and it was going. It was thriving. And then, like, after I watched the third episode with, like, the Night King and all that, I was like, all right, I don't want to talk about this show anymore because it's just going to make me mad. And it did.
I feel like I was the weird one where I still had hope. Even in the fifth episode, I was like, okay, Pog, maybe the sixth episode will explain everything. And then sixth episode came and I'm like, oh, that's why people are pissed.
Me and Rob talked so much shit in our DMs. We were like, I cannot believe these dudes like this show right now.
Oh, yeah. Like I would private blue DM, like separately. I'd be like, dude, what? Are these guys, like, brainwashed? What am I watching? Like, I have to be watching a different television show.
It was
I can learn to appreciate something and just enjoy something. Doesn't mean I think it's the greatest thing, but something flawed doesn't immediately make me hate it or think,
no, but it's bad.
Like, I was just like, could it be better? Yeah, I'm going to go on the raising. Yes, it could have been better. Could have been way better. But did I still enjoy it? Yeah.
Could it have been worse? No, because it was as bad as it
could have been.
I think for me, it was different for me to realize how bad the show went because I haven't watched Game of Thrones till like, what was it, like May? And
it was
like
a month before the show started.
And I watched season 1 through 7 in like 13 days. So like, yeah.
Which is impressive.
I feel like Shark was like rose tinted because he just watched it all in one go. And historically they like answer pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And like, he was still in part of the season where he's like, I mean, there's still stuff left. They'll still answer the stuff I want to know. And then they didn't. Yeah. And then Shark just tilted from like, dude, the show's sick to holy fuck, the show.
Yeah.
I feel like the turning point for a lot of people was at this point, if you're listening,
I guess if you haven't watched Game of Thrones, spoilers.
I mean, they're not going to lose anything. Like, don't watch it if you never watch it. Please don't.
No, I think I would still recommend Game of Thrones as a show. I still would. Yeah, but like,
I can't believe it only lasted 6 seasons.
Like, I would give a caveat to it, though. Like, unless, like, with Breaking Bad, I'm like, just go watch it.
I'd say, like,
Game of Thrones, I'd be like, hey.
Well, I wouldn't even... I'd say, watch it. It's great. And then I'd be like, once they finish, like, what'd you think of it? I wouldn't even give them... I would let them figure it out. Because maybe they'd be like, yeah, it was great.
I just tell them, just
like,
watch.
Maybe they didn't have any predispositions or like everyone on the internet bandwagoning and be like, this sucks.
Yeah. Just tell them to watch season 1 through 4 and it's...
One through seven.
Five?
I feel like 7 was still pretty good despite...
Despite the things in it, I'd still like 7
a lot. It's not great. It's not like... first four seasons of Game of Thrones, but 7's pretty good,
like,
right?
Was 5 the High Sparrow?
5 was...
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Thorne, so
that was probably, aside from the newer ones, that was the weakest one for me. Even though I knew like it was important, but man, it was just... I did not... That whole thing, the whole High Sparrow arc was just not much for me.
It wasn't bad, but yeah, it was just kind of boring.
Dorne was like
was
someone's
boring.
Backyard. That was literally
just
Dorne.
Dorne was terrible.
Yeah.
Dorne was really bad.
But the big turning point, I think, in season 7 was eight. Or season 8. Wait, then what was season 6?
Season 6 was when...
Season 6
it was just Battle of the Bastards, right?
Season, and then season 6 ended with Daenerys making
when
her way
Snow
to...
When Jon Snow comes back.
Yeah.
Season 8, Daenerys, when she goes and just absolutely Dracarys everybody.
Yeah.
Because I think some people are like, whoa, what the heck, dude? And especially Shark, I think, because you like... or and Blue, too. You guys like love Daenerys. And I was like, I saw Daenerys. This coming from a mile away. I've seen it since like season 1.
Well, it's not that we didn't see it, because I expected her to turn evil. It's just the way they did it was so just like...
so not justified.
Just, she's like, oh, well, she lost her dragons. And it's like, oh, fuck off. Like, what?
I mean, to be fair, she literally has nothing. The only people that have ever really cared about her are dead. She's lost most of her children, which are her dragons. She has always had the lust for power, and that's the only thing she cares about.
Her true love or lover is her nephew.
Yeah, right? Who doesn't love her back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, thinks it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
I mean, even
weird.
Season 1, she threw that melting pot on her brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but he's wildin', bro.
He was crazy.
But like, that's come the on. Start. And then every time she's killed a bunch of people, but it's always been justifiable. But really, it was always under the guise, same thing. She will do whatever it takes to get to that throne.
Yeah, but she didn't need to kill innocent people to get that throne, though.
That was the whole...
But I think that was her...
And, like, she had already won. Like, she, like, won the thing. Everybody was surrendering.
Yeah, but to her, she didn't win.
So now it's just, now I'm going to kill everybody?
And then she went mad queen.
Everything right up to like, me was just didn't do it for me. Because I see what you're saying with the... this whole thing could have been just the innocent part was just stipulation for her to keep people believing in her so she could conquer, which I get that, but it just didn't feel like by the end of the show she was far gone enough to do what she did, where she just mass murdered a bunch of people.
I mean, I think the one thing, if people make the argument that they made that change from not Mad Queen to Mad Queen too quick, that I understand. I can understand. Like in normal Game of Thrones, that would have taken a lot longer. We would have seen a couple episodes leading up, or like in that moment. Mm-hmm. It seemed to a lot of people who were watching like it was just a click, which it wasn't, but they did it so drastically. But I mean, like, because of all the events leading up to it, and then even that when he was talking to Grey Worm, it seemed like he already knew the plan. The plan the entire time was we're going to kill everyone in the city. Because Grey Worm was like,
well, I think once he saw Daenerys, dude, he was like, okay, well, like, all hands are kind of off. I don't think
it
was a planned
thing. I wouldn't have been surprised because, I mean,
I would have appreciated if it was planned and, like, saw them have a dialogue about it or something.
Yeah, they could have.
But there's no.
But if they did, we would have known.
I don't even think the writers thought that.
Well, and that's, like, what's my biggest issue on the season is, like, I don't love Game of Thrones because of the action and the flying of the dragons and the fighting and stuff like that. That's all great and stuff. It is. It's great. But to me, the political drama and all that kind of stuff, and like the trying to climb a ladder and like actually try and be like the Game of Thrones.
Break
like,
the wheel.
I feel like you guys are forgetting the worst of Game of Thrones was how pointless Jon Snow's true identity was, and how
so
random and for no reason and useless. How I'm glad I forgot his name. What is his name? The king, king, the.
Oh,
Cersei?
No, Bran. How useless he was.
Bran the Broken.
Who has Bran's a better story than Bran the Broken?
Jon Snow.
Let's keep with Jon Snow first, because Jon Snow was such a sick character.
Yeah.
And then, like, season then 8, he was just like, no, McQueen.
Okay,
no,
I don't want it. All
right, let's go through this. In your perfect scenario, who ends up on the throne at the end of it?
Jon Snow.
So Jon Snow for you. Why Jon Snow?
Because, like, that's literally his arc. That's literally what he was supposed to be, the true heir of the throne, and then, like, just, oh man, it makes me so depressed how odd it ended.
I would pick Sansa.
Sansa would have been yours.
Sansa? Yeah.
I just doesn't work. Like, John, his character literally, he doesn't want
it. He don't want it.
I don't think he would have made a good king. Yeah. I mean, he's like a good guy, but like he would have been there.
But what Varys says somehow is also like a great thing too. Like with Jon Snow, he's like, even better that you don't want it. Like people who want the throne do want it for wrong things. I think like
that's
the best kind of leader who like wants to.
That's why I thought it was.
But I think
doesn't
want it. Jon's ending though was perfect. I wouldn't have had
what?
It any other way.
What?
Yeah.
Going back to the wall?
Oh, that's like colder than my Steelix take yesterday, no. man.
He goes back to the north. He goes back to where he felt the most free. He doesn't have to deal with all his politicalness.
See?
He's with the wildlings.
Yeah, I get that. But like my issue with that whole part is like, the whole reason he gets banished is because he kills Queen Daenerys, which everybody in Westeros is down for, except for Grey Worm and like the Unsullied.
Yeah.
So and then all of a sudden when they are like, hey, because Grey Worm and the Unsullied, they want you in the North, like they want you banned. And then all of a sudden it shows in the next like scene them just leaving.
Yeah, they just like
they're leaving.
Yeah, they're gone. So it's like
why can't they just be like, you know, Jon, yeah, they're gone. Yeah,
literally no point for him to get banished.
That was the whole problem with season 8 is
it's just plot holes everywhere.
Well, because Game of Thrones made its whole audience off of just doing shit that you wouldn't expect, like literally killing the main character in season 1.
Yeah,
and they keep doing it, and I feel like season 8 was just like callbacks, just callback after callback. Oh, Jon Snow's going back to the wall. That's a cool story, right? It's like,
I think
no,
so.
It's not. It's not sick. It's just like, oh, sick. I mean, so he's going back to the wall.
He also can't stay. He can't stay in Westeros. Because literally anyone just has to, like, they're going to be like, wait, Jon Snow's here. All they have to do is send something to the Unsullied. Like, wait, what? But this way, he's
in the Castle Black. They're going to some island that has, like, toxic butterflies that kill anybody who's never, ever been there before. So it's also useless.
But I think that Jon's happiest that way.
I mean, it's probably, like, how he's happiest. And yeah. I would have appreciated that if it made, like, a sense around, like, how he got there. Like, I just don't think it makes sense at all. I'm, like, even surprised that when he kills Daenerys, that he's even, not murdered by the Unsullied or killed by Drogon that second. But then again, Drogon was explained.
Yeah, I think Drogon was, like, this stupid throne drove everyone mad, including her.
He's the smartest character in the whole
Yeah, he's like, bro, I know you had to do it.
It was pretty metal as fuck watching him burn that throne down.
It was pretty sweet. But it's just, like, it's just unfortunate that, like, that the Unsullied are, like, these wicked killers and they just have no rules, especially if their queen's dead now, to all of a sudden they want to take him as a prisoner and hold him ransom and then talks with the North. Like,
also,
that just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think that was the only thing, because if they went ahead and killed Jon, then they'd be fighting Westeros or whatever.
What was
the thing. They were figuring out what to do with him. They're like, we want to kill him. And we're like, no.
So now all those Unsullied are just like,
what was Khal Drogo's Unsullied? No, the other guys.
Oh, the Khal?
The Khal dudes.
Why? I don't remember their name. I don't remember them because they all just die.
Yeah, do you remember?
They just respawn.
Yeah, but do you remember like their rule? Multiply.
Dothraki.
If they kill their call, that person who kills a call becomes their new leader. So
wouldn't Jon Snow become like?
There's like 12 of them alive apparently. So,
Well, and then there's like one scene of like two Dothraki just like walking like in King's Landing, like past Jon Snow, who just like killed their like cow. Yeah. It's like
even the writers were like, yeah, I mean the Dothraki are essentially extinct. Boom, two
yeah,
episodes
a whole letters, bunch of them.
And then just when she's like making her thing, like, we're gonna break the wheel. I'm like, that's a lot of Dothraki. Where did they come from?
I thought they're all dead.
It's just like this season didn't like have any continuity. And I think like with like Game of Thrones, like through season like 1 through 6, because 7 kind of lost that continuity as well with how kind of fast everything moved and everything like that.
Well, again, my argument there though is Game of Thrones was so slow paced because we had like 10 different arcs going on all at the same time. So you could just, like, let's say someone's traveling.
Yeah.
You can just throw it to the other arcs for a while and then come back and show that time span. Mm-hmm. But if your only arc is this arc and they got to travel, you can make a couple episodes of like Daenerys riding on a dragon
from
10 or something.
To 3 arcs, essentially.
Yeah. So, like, some of it doesn't make sense, like the continuity. Like, the fact that the Daenerys was able to go from King's Land or wherever, where was that?
Oh, like Dragonstone to the wall.
Past the wall to where
literally
they were.
Literally all across Westeros.
Like, to get Gendry to run from that spot, like to get
like,
to
that,
the wall.
That's a stretch. That's a stretch. Like that point. But the whole like, well, they didn't show the travel. It's like, you got to understand though, a lot of it would be pretty boring at this point.
Oh, 100%.
If we were only sticking to the one or two storylines.
But there are still cool storylines like Arya's and her, you know, faceless ability.
That she just ended up never ever using.
Oh my god, dude. I love Arya, and they totally were just like, hey, she went through all this training. Her. What's she gonna do? Oh, she's gonna stab me.
I know a killer when I see
the
one.
The Night King kill, you know what I mean?
Really.
Like, it's not.
I think so.
Like,
it feels just kind of lame.
I think she should have killed like Cersei or something like that. Like, give her the payoff of that or something like that. But I do like how they did that. Like, the Hound was like, you don't want to end up like me.
Right.
Like, I've been chasing revenge my whole life, and like, look at me.
Clegane,
like, I did like
still
that.
Don't.
But still,
I like that one.
It was okay. I don't think
Lamb,
it was.
When he takes that Meister or whatever, he's like, you don't talk to your queen.
Yeah, yeah, that was cool.
I was like, thank God.
That was sick. But like, it feels like the Clegane Bowl just was like, oh shit.
Yeah,
I see you. You see me. Guess we're gonna just beat the shit out of each other now.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. Wouldn't
there was?
What's the other way though? Plus, that the mountain at this point is just a walking like.
Yeah, just a walking.
I mean, don't
zombie.
Get me wrong. The fight was sick, but it was just like you probably could have taken that out of the episode and not lost anything.
So, like, Game of Thrones used to be like the number one television show for me, and like I think because of season 8, it like knocked it down a couple of pegs. So,
what would you put above it?
Breaking Bad, probably.
Dude, Breaking Bad.
And probably My Hero Academia.
Oh my god, you weeb.
All Might.
He's so cool.
But I mean, I...
Would you say that season 8 turned you into a weeb?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was seeking refuge and he found
it. I was seeking
an
refuge and I found it in My Hero from Game of Thrones.
Any shares contact me, please. I'm a poor
Any
Game
drama and character arc and character building...
Please, I'll take anything.
I'll take just a crumb of it. I'm looking for any
of
it.
Writing, please.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say it's a perfect season, but I'm willing to accept it. And I was like, all right, that's fine. Could have been better, yeah, but I'm not that upset about it.
I mean,
it
I don't
was
think
what it was.
I think it's stupid for the people to like sign a petition
to like redo it.
Let's
get
it is what it is,
like,
because
people are
just
like,
do
yeah, we have a voice, but like that shit's just
and
stupid.
I
like,
also think
that's never gonna happen.
I don't like where people also just immediately assume that the Weiss brothers, whatever, just completely wrote it off. Like they're like as if they're the writing room, like we hate this. Let's just finish this out. I'm sure they still. With how many people
I guess we'll
they
agree
had.
To disagree.
Yeah, I'm gonna disagree
I don't know.
With that one.
Yeah,
they're on the Star Wars. They're getting a Netflix deal, dude.
They
just
even
they,
talked
they
about
just,
HBO
stuff.
Said they were like, we'll give you 10 episodes. They're like, 6.
Well, that's because they didn't think they needed them.
No.
That's the way they saw
no.
the story.
But they do
no.
need
they
it,
did
though.
Need
they
it.
Like,
they
5 years ago, them. There's an interview where they literally said... We're like, yeah, we don't want to go. Like, they almost said the exact episode count because that's just how they saw
then
the
if
whole
they
story
don't,
unfolding.
If they don't want to finish it then give it to somebody else. Then, like, give it to somebody who does care or, like, does want to put the time and effort into a 10-episode season.
But I think
season.
They did.
I don't see it, man. Just
they but
just,
I don't think they did.
Had, I think they just had a way different vision than most of us did.
There's, like, this there's this
they
very
didn't
funny...
have a vision. It was someone else's vision. That's why they just, like, fuck it.
Yeah. And well, that's, yeah, like...
That's where I'll disagree.
See, like, I don't think, like... Are you guys going to end up, like, reading the books ever, like, or anything like that?
Spark notes.
Spark notes. I mean, I might.
I would like to read the books so I could...
Not hold my breath.
So I could get my mind off the show and, like, pretend it never happened or I ever, like, grinded
well,
it.
Well, you, like, you have it different from, like, Blue, Christian, right. and I, though, because you watched it. You've only had... You didn't have to wait, like... Because my first season was, like, season 5 when, like, Tyrion kills Tywin. Mm-hmm. That was like the last episode that I was able to binge. So like when like they arrive at like to like save Khaleesi and stuff like that on the other side of the world,
yeah,
like Varys and Tyrion. That's when like I started watching it. So it's been like 4 years of taking the breaks and stuff, and then for it to just be like how it was, just so.
One of my favorite memes though is the people who put Tyrion behind the door in the bathroom. So when you sit and you close the door. On the toilet, you're looking at like a poster of Tyrion with like his little crossbow, just like looking at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Well, you know what I do like also? Ad reads.
Oh, let's hear from our sponsor.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience,
and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
And welcome back to the JJ Over I Don't Want It Easy podcast.
I don't want it.
You are McQueen.
McQueen.
You are McQueen.
That's an easy 1 mil though. Like an episode. Oh, dude, yeah. As a kid, yeah, you know what I mean?
Oh.
I don't like what they did with him the last season. Well, especially boiling him down.
I thought you loved how it ended with him though.
No, but like the way they handled him previously with like his dialogue and stuff, like it's a meme because it's kind of true. Like he was boiled down to like, she's McQueen.
He just turned into like an NPC, like limited amount of lines.
Yeah. This Game of Thrones is making me depressed. Like, what was the point of them bringing Jon Snow back to life?
Literally just to...
Just to go back to the wall.
Just to kill... I guess you could take to kill Daenerys, the Mad Queen. I guess that is something you could justify it as.
I think the reason he came back was to unite.
To unite the North or something like
against
that?
Against the dead.
Yeah, I guess
I feel
so.
Like that was his culmination.
Purpose. But like his purpose wasn't to kill the Night King, but his purpose was to bring everybody together to defeat him. Which is even harder maybe to do, honestly.
Because I think that's what, obviously, R.R. Martin had the whole entire time. Because I mean, the book's called Song of Fire and Ice, where the show's called Game of Thrones. Still focus on that, but I think him and specifically Jon, his whole arc was mainly... the Song of Fire and Ice, that whole thing. So I think then after that, I think he played his biggest role at that point.
What would you guys say is your favorite season? Like if you had to pick one?
Maybe six.
Six?
When you get those battles, like Battle of the Bastards and stuff.
Yeah.
It just felt like...
is that Hard Home? I like season five. If that's the one with Hard Home and then when Jon Snow dies at the end and like for the watch and like all that kind of stuff. That's a dope season.
I think that is the High Sparrow season.
I think it is, but...
Well, it has to be because that was after he dies and then comes back and then goes to Battle of Bastards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the only way he got out of the watch. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was dope. Yeah, I love that season. And then like how that ends. I remember I came out of the room like...
What was that stupid kid's name?
Ollie,
dude, screw.
There's literally a Reddit. I don't know if it still exists because the show is not, wiener
let's make
now.
It. Let's make it.
But there's a Reddit called F Ollie. Yeah,
dude, Ollie's the worst.
God, dude, when he came out like that, I was pissed.
Dude, he still gave him the stink eye right before he got hung. He's like,
he did. He was like, I'd do it again.
Yeah,
he was like, damn, that sucks.
I did love Sir Alistair Thor. Like, he was really cool. Like, Thorne or whatever his name was. Like, the one who, like, was really mean to Jon Snow. I thought he was super cool.
Yeah.
Like, he was just doing it for the watch. He thought he was doing what all the previous, like, what, like, the head Night's Watch guy would do.
So, what do we... Well, that also brings that... So, that was a question people had. They're sending Jon to the wall. What's the point of the Night's Watch right now? Is it just in the case that
just in case they I ever think it's just kind back? Of a place to like send losers out.
I think at this point it's mainly just like exile.
Yeah.
Dude, the show's dumb. Like, I don't have a favorite season.
All right, Chuck. Okay, you are clearly tilted from the Game of Thrones talk. Yes. What is your favorite TV series of all time?
Of all time? Yes. Scrubs.
Scrubs?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never watched Scrubs ever.
I love Scrubs.
Scrubs is like, it's like the one, I heard it's like the best show you're not watching. I think Family Guy once said
Scrubs
that.
Scrubs is like... That sucks because Shark is just used to just having shows that just end off terribly.
Yeah. Did Scrubs end off terribly too?
Yeah. They like built a new hospital. They had James Franco's brother as like trying to be,
Dave
I think.
Franco.
Yeah. Or yeah. But
now he's
that season does not exist. Okay, that season does not exist, but like every other episode.
That's great, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that works for Scrubs because you could theoretically just like cut off all season and it would be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Game of Thrones, like the story is intertwined throughout the entire season, so you can't just be like, it didn't exist.
What would be your favorite show, Christian? Oh, like, television series? I'll throw some Avatar, Last Airbender.
I mean, that's up there. I was trying to think. Last Airbender's got to be up there.
Breaking Bad.
And
Sopranos? Ever seen The Sopranos?
I actually haven't. That's on my like to watch list.
Oh, it's so good. The Sopranos is awesome.
You put me on the, like, these questions I suck at. Like, getting put on the spot, man, I
don't want to offend any TV series out there, I understand.
Well, I can't even remember all the ones I watched, even if I liked it. So, tentatively, I guess I would just say Last Airbender.
Yeah, just kind
of. I've been liking a lot of weeb stuff, though. That's up there.
Weeb shit.
Yeah. Well, I like anime.
So. Well, I like anime, too. Yeah. What's your favorite TV series, Blue?
Probably Fooly Cooly.
What is that?
Is that anime?
It's an Adult Swim anime.
Oh,
Fooly Cooly, FLCL. That shit like spoke. Well, that whole show is about like a kid trying to grow up way too fast.
And, yeah,
but it's Japan, so just some crazy shit happens.
Uh huh.
Just makes it dope.
Yeah.
But that shit like spoke to me like a spiritual level when I was 12.
Dang.
Just up at like midnight watching Fooly Cooly. It was dope. There's only four episodes.
What?
Oh,
and it's your favorite TV series?
I think it's like five episodes. I don't even remember.
Five episodes long?
What?
Yeah, it's
really
short.
They put that quite an impression on you.
They put up, well, it's like one of those shows that's supposed to be like a really short series,
yeah,
but they put a ton of budget into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, probably Fooly Cooly. They made new episodes, but I don't even know if I'm ever going to watch them. Just because the first one,
yeah,
like you literally don't, they literally aren't even continuing the story from the first one. They're just doing it off of different stuff.
Yeah. What's been your favorite movie that you guys have seen lately?
Well, real quick, I would still put Game of Thrones up there on my favorite TV shows.
Would you?
Right. Yeah.
You would still...
Even regardless of how it ended, what it's done for entertainment, and the way it's got people talking, a show like that, you would think, like, you listen to it, like, no one's going to watch that. Like some political
it's
show
true.
About like medieval.
I heard about it and I was like, "That's dumb."
Yeah.
Like,
but then it's
wizards
this cultural phenomenon.
Yeah, I used to think it was.
And
dumb.
The fact
like,
that the
Thrones.
Ending has so many people up in arms says how good of a show it was.
How many people like ended up like signing that thing? It was like 3 million or something like that.
It was like two or something. It was like, yeah,
you
sure. Let's
it,
just
Shark?
Spend hundreds of millions.
Did
to
I sign it?
It's okay.
If I wasn't lazy, I would have. I definitely would have signed up.
You're like, man, yeah, change it. You guys take care of that.
Yeah. All right, here's a good question for Shark. Would you rather have the perfect ending to Game of Thrones? Like it goes exactly how you want it.
Okay.
Or exactly how you wanted Overwatch to be. And like the perfect Overwatch universe. Exactly how you wanted the game out to go and everything.
Oh, God. I think I'd rather have a perfect Game of Thrones because
wow,
I
really?
Actually, yeah, I really
wow.
love the
There's
show.
There's a wrong answer.
Yeah.
You just chose.
Dude.
He's thinking content.
Yeah.
Content.
Well, not only content, but I don't know, if you have it in the way you want something perfectly, I don't think you'd be satisfied. I know.
Because
then it's also predictable if it's going exactly how you wanted it to.
Oh, okay.
Because that was also the argument with Game of Thrones. They could have ended it anyway, and no matter what, people would have been up in arms. Granted, maybe not as
I don't,
much.
Well, no.
Maybe not
I don't think
much,
that's
but
true.
I still think.
No one got enough in
like
arms
split.
About the Breaking Bad like ending or anything like that. Or like an ending to other shows. But unless it's bad. Like,
but that's because Breaking Bad only had so many ways to go. Like with Game of Thrones, it was pretty ambiguous how it could end, where it could go, what could happen.
I think it's different.
So many different branching.
I think it's different with Game of Thrones because it felt rushed. Not because it was just bad, but it was rushed. Like how, like there, what happened in episode 6, it felt like they could have done it like two seasons.
Right? Episode 6.
Yeah, episode 6, right?
That was burning the King's Landing?
No.
Well, and then I hate the thing where people are like foreshadowing,
six
dude.
Six
like,
was the last
yeah,
one?
Six was yeah, the last yeah. one.
That's not snow falling into the throne room. It's ash. Oh yeah. My God. Like, you're so crazy, bro, that you caught that. Wow. I hate that. All right.
I was mind washed still. Don't worry. Yeah, episode 5. But my eyes opened once I saw the last episode, and I knew why people were mad.
Mm-hmm. That's because, like, you were still with Christian yeah. the whole time, kind of like in the middle of the road. This is all right. Like, yeah. It's not bad.
Once 6 ended, I was like with Claire and a friend, and I go, all right, yeah.
We're what yeah. do they think?
They're like, it's not the way I saw it going, and it was a little rush, but uh-huh.
yeah, Claire didn't hate it.
No.
No.
And then, of course, they go on Twitter and, this is the worst show, and I can't believe kill them all. Like, it's like, all right.
Kill them all.
Yeah. It's like, we can't be reasonable about this.
Yeah.
Or at least in a nice way, discuss your stuff there. It was a rough day on Twitter.
What's done is done.
I mean, could you imagine just Twitter being like, you know what? I just didn't really agree with that, but I'm going to move on with my day.
That would be nice, kinda... but that's not how the world works.
No, not at all. At all.
Movies, though, you're talking about real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I don't think I've ever asked you, what did you think of the World of Warcraft movie?
The
2015.
I enjoyed it. Trash. I like.
I got it in my basement 4K. Ooh. I think it's pretty good.
I enjoyed it. I like seeing like.
Again, I am really hard to right. displease.
Yeah, I like seeing really seen like it, real people Wait, like cast spells and stuff. And
I've just heard it's not that great.
Well, Warcraft,
you're that guy. It sucks.
Well, dude, I have trusted movie sources. You happen to be one of them. Sometimes I think I disagree. You happen to be one of them as well. That's why I have a very diverse, like, I have like 6 or 7 people I take my movie critics very seriously. Like, if they say it's a good movie and to go see it, I will go see it. Like, I think you told me to go see Spider-Verse. I think you said, like, go see Spider-Verse, whatever you do. And I saw it and I was like, you're right. That was insane.
That was great.
But,
we'll see. I'll do that. With World of Warcraft, I wasn't like, Rob, you got to see this. I was like, I enjoyed this. I know why some people might not. So I wasn't like, go see it.
I feel like a lot of people didn't like Warcraft because they changed a couple of like storylines. Like, I think it was Groana. She, they made her like half orc, half human when she's actually like half orc, half Draenei.
Those bastards.
But like, and I don't know, like, just I felt like there were little things they changed, but like, I just like seeing like Gul'dan, like, standing next to like an actual person, and like
my issue, I think it's a bigger issue than just World of Warcraft. I think it's a video game to movie transition that has never kind of worked ever in a video game movie. I mean, if you think about it, every video game movie that has ever been made, like video game 2 movie, has been pretty bad. Like, but there's never been a great one.
I wouldn't put Warcraft that low, though, compared to all the other.
I mean, but you would give, but in the realm of like movie scales and how good the game is to like how good the movie is, it's still like pretty bad, or like it's like middle of the road, average, C minus C.
I need to look up a list of all video game movies, because I would put Warcraft up at one of the not.
I know, like,
one of the best ones.
Yeah, I heard they said Detective Pikachu was like the highest video game, but I don't count that as a video. That's not a video game movie.
They more so made the game because
of the movie. Exactly.
Not the other way
around. Yeah, so I totally think it's a different thing with that.
You remember Assassin's Creed? That had a movie.
It did.
Yeah.
You saw it, right?
I never saw it. You told me not to see it.
So I was so excited.
I was scared to see it, actually.
I told you, I am really hard to displease, but my God, I watched
it. I loved Assassin's Creed before.
Up
to, it was up to Black Flag, and then I kind of fell off. But I was so hyped because, like,
you
dude,
had Michael Fassbender. How do you mess that up?
And I was like, dude, this is going
to
be so sick.
And he wanted to play that character, too.
It feels bad.
They missed it.
What is so bad about that movie? Like,
just
what?
Everything.
Like, there's nothing redeemable. Literally,
like the action sequences, are just so bad.
They look so.
Because I haven't seen it. Because I loved it.
You look at that movie's budget, and it just it wasn't.
We should watch that.
Is it like the same character, like Desmond or whatever? And like, he enters
the
like
Templars.
The little
I don't think it's
machine
the,
thing.
They don't get into like the story.
They don't talk about the outside world.
Like, do they have like Desmond as a Templar or like all that kind of stuff? Or
I don't remember?
That's why I don't like.
I don't remember. I just remember hating that movie.
I flushed it from my memory.
I really don't think
so. I mean, we have Sonic coming out too. Like Sonic the Hedgehog.
I will say, though, I'm actually super. This isn't technically a movie, but I think this is going to be one of the best ones. Witcher, the Netflix series.
Witcher.
Oh, yeah, it's not a movie, but that's
that's a video game adaptation.
I'm not, on the totally. Outside looking in,
it's more so a book.
On the outside looking in, it looks pretty dope. Because I don't really play Witcher.
Yeah, I haven't played Witcher either.
Like something would be like Nathan Drake or like Uncharted. That's
aren't they making the Last of Us movie? Didn't they talk about that?
I don't know. Maybe. Right. I think it's always kind of been in the talks, but like the one that actually is like getting traction now is the Uncharted movie, which they totally botched.
They want Tom Holland.
I don't.
They should have done Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, I don't know.
For the longest time, he's like, I'll do it.
Dude, he got the movie off too. He did like that preview or whatever.
Yeah, he did like a little like a fan-made thing. I was like, this would be dope.
Yeah, and then they go.
I love Nathan.
We want Spider-Man.
And we want a young Drake.
I love Tom Holland though. Like I'm not upset.
But I mean, like they're like Nathan Fillion's too old. It's because you could have made this so long ago. But you
literally made this 10 years ago when it was
Nathan Fillion was always like, yeah, I'd love to be Nathan Drake.
I've never played an Uncharted game though. Honestly, really? Never played an Uncharted.
They're definitely.
I heard they're just like kind of Indiana Jones like.
Yeah. By now they're a little dated because then. Like the whole trend was like cinematic games
And like pressing circle during the cutscene and that kind of thing.
But they're fun. Like the story on those games is just so fun and it's just so dumb sometimes.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. Just that's why National Treasure is like one of my favorite movies.
Back
ever.
Then, when I first got my PlayStation 3, I used to farm the Uncharted 2 demo because I didn't have any games on it. replayed the demo.
What do you mean farm the demo?
Yeah, I just replayed it because I didn't have any games. It was just Uncharted 2 demo. Yeah.
So give me some video game movies. Like video game straight to movie. Like no book.
Find like a good. So we have Super Mario Brothers.
I've never seen that. Oh my god. I've like heard that is just 1993. Garbaggio.
Yeah.
There's Doom. I haven't seen Doom.
That's the one with like The Rock, right? The Rock is in that. 100%. I will put money on that. I'll put the house on that. The Rock is in the Doom movie. And I think he like actually has talked about wanting to like reboot it and make it dope.
Give me a second. I clicked it and then just
The Rock, if you're hearing this, please come on the podcast. We would love to talk about video games.
We are a big fan. I think Christian uses your shoes at the gym, or that's one of my other friends.
Rosamund Pike, Dwayne Johnson, Carl Urban, Richard. They have a pretty stacked cast, and I guess they managed to make that suck too.
How do you
make a movie with Rock flop? He's literally
but that was like before The Rock was Rock. That was like Scorpion King Rock.
I forgot. Yeah. You got to remember, dude.
Like The Rock has come a long way. Rock, he used to do some shitty.
Rock
movies.
Used to do some pretty terrible stuff. Yeah, you're not wrong. Sold like.
Like I think the Scorpion King like scene when he's like transforming is like the worst CGI scene. Like
I remember that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's definitely the worst.
I just think Dwayne, they figured out how to put him in better roles or like...
He's just a funny guy. Like, make him more like just like himself. He plays the same dude every movie. Yeah,
it works.
Yeah, and it's great.
We have Mortal Kombat, which is garbage.
I've heard Mortal Kombat's kind of a guilty pleasure, the first one.
I think because I watched it as a kid.
It's just like
but,
kind of a cult following, like kind of how people love The Room
or
whatever.
Yeah, it's like it's pretty bad, but like it's just that's the charm of the movie.
It's one of those things like you like to see it with real people. Like
it's like just meta enough humor to where.
So wait, but that still means it's bad though. Right?
It's a bad movie.
It's not
that the
movie has.
But
meta
a movie
humor.
Can be bad, but also have like a charm to it. You know,
that reminds me of a
it's
Rubber.
Meta, it's
that?
Meta.
Yeah, charm. Like with Rubber. Robin Williams. Yeah. That's a bad movie, but it's charm.
That was a bad movie.
Yes.
Wait, what was a bad movie?
Rubber or Flubber?
Oh no, that movie sucked.
That movie sucked. I haven't seen it since I was a kid. I love that movie.
Okay, no, you have. You watched it when you were 7, dude. Okay, you used to like eating Silly Putty and Play-Doh. Okay, when you were 7. Okay. At least I did.
I make it a habit not to go rewatch old movies.
Yeah, totally. Because
I know
if you think it's dope,
I have a vision in my head, and I know it's going to get totally ruined if I watch it.
Okay,
all right. Yeah, Warcraft, which I liked. Rampage, which actually.
Rampage is a sweet game, dude. I love Rampage.
I went to see it.
The little dinos
like,
that like
it was
punch
exactly them. What you expected from like an action blockbuster.
Yeah, like
summer
just
flick.
Explosions, just what
like
a
not
movie.
Much. The Rock with his muscles and some monsters. Fighting.
Yeah, and you know what? That's like okay, and
it was.
It's what a
exactly
movie's supposed
to
feel
pay for. I mean,
yeah. So I think for what they were probably going for and what the best you could do based on that game, like, yeah, literally had nothing except like big monsters fighting.
Like, I think like if somebody was in the like writer's room, like, okay, guys, we need a movie from a video game. Anybody got ideas? There's like, there's a monster game where you just destroy buildings.
Oh, what's it called? Rampage. Love it.
That guy.
Run with that.
We have a budget of $150 million. Let's use 100 of it on Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
We Max Payne, which I'm so
Max
sad
Payne
that they managed to make Mark Wahlberg not good. I love Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, he was Max Payne?
Oh.
I've never seen Max Payne. It's bad.
Yeah.
Did you play the game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I never played the game either. You were allowed to play Max Payne?
No, I mean like the later, like not when it first came out. There's been tons of Max Payne.
Oh, I had no idea.
Prince of Persia, which...
Oh, that's Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen that, but I've heard that is pretty bad as well.
We have Street Fighter 1994. Street I didn't even Fighter. Know that was
oh
a
my
thing.
God, yeah.
Love Street Fighter. That's your favorite one?
No.
Just from the,
never watched
the poster,
it.
I can tell it's probably pretty rough.
Would Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie
Do not
be a video
it.
Game movie?
Don't slander that. I don't
that's
think
a
so.
Dope movie. That's like, go Ninja, go Ninja.
That's a cop movie. That's a cop movie.
I'll watch that right now.
Was Vanilla Ice in that movie?
Yeah. That's who's singing that.
Are you talking about the recent Nickelodeon ones?
No.
Like they're like in
like
costume.
They're like in a costume.
Yeah.
That movie's tight.
You know what else is tight? This message from our sponsor.
Oh, Blue. That was very cool of you.
Let's hear it.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give off crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
And we're back. Welcome back to GG Over Easy, where we were talking about
video game movies. But like, I think
adaptations.
I just think that's the problem. Like I said earlier, like with video game movies, there's something wrong with the taking a video game story and condensing it to 2 hours max.
Well, they're trying to go like low risk, I imagine. So they're trying to just make like a sellable, marketable.
Yeah. They don't want one that's a crazy story, convoluted, like Kingdom Hearts or something like that. They want Rampage.
They can't even figure out Kingdom Hearts' story over like 20 games.
Exactly.
A movie.
So they're basically trying to compress something that people love. And they're like, oh, that's a, like, they know the name. They're like, oh, Mortal Kombat? Sick. But they're not like, we're going to make a humble adaptation to this psychological fighter. No, it's just like, damn, how can we make like $100 million off this sick franchise?
Exactly.
I think you have to take a game like The Last of Us, because at the end of the day, The Last of Us is almost like an interactive movie.
Yeah.
Dude, but
where that narrative and story.
But that Last of Us is over a 16-hour, 18-hour campaign.
But I could totally see that in 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I guess see someone.
Like
What about.
Because also the whole premise, the idea, you're not trying to bring in, like, for instance, like, wow, you have all this different.
Yeah.
Universes, races, all this kind of stuff. Like, we already know zombies. We get that. Zombies are a little bit different. Sure. And it's about a survival story of, you know, the guy and girl. That's so already you don't need to give us all this backstory. Like, you can pretty much throw us in and we know.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go from there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then obviously modify the story.
Well, I mean, that's probably what they looked at Assassin's Creed and were like,
just screams blockbuster.
And it did, dude. I would love a Assassin's Creed movie done right. I guess I have to watch this one now,
and I'll let
you guys know what I want.
No, you don't.
Because I love my.
I don't know.
You would think, right, dude? Put assassins that have like hidden weapons into like fucking Paris or some shit back in the 1500s. Sounds sick. He has to go kill someone who wronged his family or some random shit.
What I loved mostly was
it
like
was just like the little spinny stab. Yeah. Cool movie, right?
I loved mostly on the Assassin's Creed games where like the outside world, like with Desmond and stuff, and like the recent ones. I haven't played the recent ones because they like stopped focusing on like what's going on outside.
I feel
like
they didn't really know what they wanted to do with it after.
Yeah.
After
Desmond dies.
After 3.
Yeah.
They just kind of like.
That's like the Civil War one, right? With Connor or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what could probably make a good movie?
What?
the new God of War.
Well, that's what I was just about to ask. Oh, if you guys could have any video game franchise made into a AAA, like $150 million budget movie, what are you picking?
I mean, if I could do anyone, though. Oh, man.
I would have said Pokemon, but they did Pikachu.
It's kind of what they're doing.
Yeah. Do you like the Detective Pikachu?
Dude, Detective Pikachu was sick.
I hate how they technically say that's the best video game movie, even though it's really not still a video game movie.
But I mean, I guess at the end of the day, though, it's Pokemon, which is
yeah.
So it's Pokemon, cool. Pokemon's I still haven't seen that movie.
At this point, Pokemon's like, beyond video games.
Yeah, it's just a phenomenon. Yeah. Just kind
of way of life.
What about, what do you guys think of movies turning into video games?
No, that's bad.
Oh, is that they worse? Do
that and it's always sucks.
That's bad. That's even worse. That's like there's a gate between the two.
It's just like throw it off to some random small studio. Here's a budget.
Yeah. It was the exact same mindset as like making a blockbuster just in reverse.
Exactly.
Just people love this movie. Just fucking make a video game. Free money.
Yeah.
That's how it used to be.
There's that gate. And only a certain select few somehow find...
Like the new Stranger Things game. That's like TV to game.
Oh my God.
Stuff that people are like, it's trash.
They're definitely trying harder to make good like TV and movie video games in the past decade or so. But I've never like played one that I'm like, oh dude, sick.
Like I definitely... My pick for like video game to movie, like if I could have it my way and I'm directing it, Halo.
Halo.
Yeah. Whoa.
Like,
I'm glad you brought this up.
I would have to have a Halo movie or a Halo franchise or anything.
We've all seen District, was it 9?
Oh my God, dude.
We like that.
Love that.
I mean, it's okay. I just knew what it could have been.
Yeah, I liked the movie until I realized that could have been the Halo movie, and now I hate it.
Yeah.
So stupid.
It's supposed to be, like...
I don't remember what exactly happened, but it was Neil Blomkamp who directed District 9. At the same time... That got greenlighted because he was supposed to be doing Halo. There's even like a test reel.
Yeah, like that.
Somewhere you can probably find on YouTube or something. Where it's like some Marines.
It was the coolest stuff, thing.
Covenants, they're fighting a brute. They have like some of the weapons and everything. And I was like, if they just did this. And then what I also like too is I think you base the movie. I think the easiest way to do it, you could go off of Chief. But even just like, I think what Neil was going to do was like, you go from like a UNSC Marine.
Yeah, just like an ODST.
Chief is more
maybe?
Like this dude that just shows him. They're like, whoa.
Like, oh my.
Yeah, like, oh my
like
God.
Like, he saved us. Like, he came through.
Like a sick story like that. And so you follow these Marines in this Halo world and everything. Ugh. That would probably
Halo's
be my
totally,
one.
Yeah. So God of War or Halo?
I'd go Halo.
Yeah. God of War would make sense.
But God of War would be dope.
Oh, that'd be really cool. I still haven't beaten that. I just did the too hard of difficulty and I got about 4 hours
I haven't
in.
Beat it either, so it's you're not so alone. Good, it's okay.
And I think they just need to take notes from the video game too, because they designed the video game around people so that people who haven't even played God of War could play and understand.
Yeah.
And so I think they could do that perfectly well in a movie too. You just start with Kratos, even if you don't know who he is or anything.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the mystery too, and that's cool.
You start to learn who he is, and then you see little like people come in, or like you see spirits that talk about his past life, like the Greek gods.
Yeah.
And you, as a watcher, if you don't know the backstory, you can still be like, oh, and get these bits of information, and it would just make a dope movie.
Do we think the Sonic movie is going to be the worst? God, like,
I hope it's like super sick.
I think it's going to be trash. I
don't
really.
It's going to be a total trash.
It's going to be trash.
I'm hoping it's good.
The
Sonic
is not going to.
Sonic gonna was trash. Like my first video game I've ever played.
It's like one of mine too. Yeah. One of the very first that I could like remember. Like Mario.
Yeah, Mario.
Dig Dug.
Yeah.
Like that's about like what I really remember.
Yeah. Even if they fix the design though.
Like that only does so much.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're not changing the movie. Yeah. Even if you look at the trailer aside from the animation,
it still looks pretty
still
bad.
Gonna look corny.
Meow?
Yeah.
So he's still going to say that looking like
somewhat look a little
normal.
Nicer, but it's still the same dialogue here. Like,
I mean, I'll give it to I guess that's a different thing. Does it set a dangerous precedent that people can just outcry so much? But,
absolutely.
We hate this, change it. And
I felt
then
like
they
should
have
gone with
but
it.
But isn't that a good thing, though, that if there's something that's bad that we can somehow change it?
But that's something subjective.
Yeah.
Like, who knows? Some kids like, oh, that's really cool. But that's like...
No, but like that's something
Sonic,
we can all get behind.
That's not Sonic. That's... I agree, but that is something... Like, someone consciously made a decision. There was art directors, everything, went down the whole pipeline. Who knows what it looked like, but they came to that decision. You had all these animators, people
which
working
is so
on it.
Weird, like that got through. Like you would think somebody would see that and say, hold up.
I'm just, the big thing too is the fact that at least they delayed it. Imagine if they didn't delay it.
And like
all those animators are just getting that would overworked. Really they got to come
And that's
back.
What I really respect about the director, like coming out and saying, hey, we love Sonic like just as much as you guys.
I think the best part of all this is people who come out on Twitter and act like they know every in and out of like animation. So they're just like, why would it take like 6 months to fix his just change his character rig, Omega Lol?
Yeah.
Just change
the texture. What do they have to do? Like, what does it take to like take out a CGI Sonic and put in a new CGI Sonic?
I mean, for one, they would have to completely redesign the character.
Sorry, I'm dying over here. My throat.
You want some water?
Yeah.
It's not like they just go in and they're like, yeah, we'll make his eyes smaller and his mouth bigger or whatever.
Oh, God.
Like, they legit have to go through an entire process where they...
Thank you, my lord.
Are you allergic to, like, Great Conversation or something?
No, like, my throat, like, started, like...
Allergic to bad movies.
So please continue.
I mean, yeah, people just think, like, oh, just fix it. Like, okay, well, how are they going to fix it? They got to, like, brainstorm what the new character is.
You just think it's, like, paint and it's, like, crop. Like,
Think you just paint, like, you just put your finger on the display and, like, yeah, there we go.
Because you literally have to do every frame that thing is moving. Yeah. Like, this frame, and then, like, you crop that out, and then you got to do this frame now. And
in addition
that frame,
to figuring out what to change, then they have to
make sure it's still, like, talking normally to the person. You can't have it be shorter, because then it's, like, over the head, not looking at Sonic and that kind of thing. And they already made him tall and lanky and stuff, so it's going to be kind of weird to see how they make that work.
Yeah.
If they throw in Tails, though, I'd be down.
But now we're cool.
I do like how Jim Carrey does look like Eggman, though, at the end of there.
But here's the thing. He doesn't look like Eggman. Eggman looks like Jim Carrey. It looks like Jim Carrey's playing Jim Carrey dressed as Eggman.
Well, no. Jim Carrey at the beginning, whack. Whack. But, like, at the end where it's, like, him with the thing, like, that's cool.
Well, he looks like Eggman. That looks cool, but I'm worried it's just going to be Jim Carrey playing Jim Carrey.
Well, what I'm hoping is like, Jim Carrey is, like, Eggman, and this is, like, an early Eggman before he's, like, obsessed with Sonic. So, at this point, he doesn't know what Sonic is. So, and then, like, this is, like, where he finds Sonic and, like, loses to Sonic. And then he goes fucking, like, crazy. So, like, that's what I'm hoping. And then, like, at the end, though, too, it was, like, a mushroom world. They're saying Knuckles could possibly be in this film as well because Knuckles is from the Mushroom World.
So we really want to risk that many more bad designs, like that much more.
Well, we haven't seen Knuckles.
If that's the case too, then odds are they're going to have to redesign him because he's just going to look like a modified version of that disaster of a Sonic.
Yeah. But we got a good Godzilla. That's a good movie.
Oh my God. That was dope. That was such a good movie. Dude, people were like... The critics were just like, oh, dude, where's the story? It's like, fuck the story. I'm trying to see Godzilla beat some shit up.
But you know what I hate about, like, Godzilla movies? The one thing I hate, bro, it's like, so, like, in this camera right here. So, like, I'm Godzilla, right? I'm fighting, and the camera, you guys are the camera. I'm fighting something sick, and then all of a sudden I go out of the frame, and then the camera decides to follow the two little families running this way, dude. And it's like, no, go that way! Go that way! No! I hated that, dude.
Well, I
that was
still
my
think...
only gripe with the movie. Like, it would, like,
I still think there was too much humans in the story.
100%.
Exactly. 100%.
People were like, there wasn't enough. And I was like, there was still too much. Like, get him out of here. I was with you. I was like, I don't care. Just pan to the... Like, Pacific Rim did it really well.
So, I still haven't even seen that.
We'll talk about the second one.
The second one, but the first one, I love. The first one.
The second one is with, like, John Boyega, right?
Yeah. They just, like, ditched the whole cast. They didn't get the same thing. Like, it's not really continued. Yeah.
Which one was the one with Jack Black? Wasn't Jack Black in a Godzilla movie?
What?
Jack Black
in a Godzilla movie. Right. Are you talking
King
about
Kong?
Oh, never mind. Yeah, King Kong.
Right. God.
Wrong movie.
Yo. But that Godzilla versus King Kong though.
Kong versus Godzilla.
That's gonna be sweet. I'm gonna be there. 100%.
And there better be less story. Just give me 2 hours.
First frame just better be Godzilla.
Yeah, I just want first frame, it's Godzilla going like
yeah, and there's an hour and a half.
And then it cuts to King Kong going like
should
this.
They like speak Japanese? Would you be like an anime?
Yeah. You are no match for me. This is my island.
And then, like, they do, like, the thinking. It's like, oh, no, he knows my attack. Like, he's learning as he fights
his
me.
His strength is impeccable.
He's using new form. I've never seen that kind of form.
This is cheating. Godzilla has energy beams.
Wait, is that Samuel Jackson down there? Let's cut to him. What are you talking about?
Is that, who's the girl that plays Captain Marvel? Oh, Lee.
Brie Larson.
Brie Larson. Brie Larson. She was in Kong. Who else? Tom Hiddleston.
Brie Larson's been so much stuff. Like, I only know her because of Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Yeah.
sick movie. By
that's a different thing because I don't really like.
And you watch that? But.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I don't really like Scott Pilgrim Must Die.
Oh no, that was a great movie.
Scott Pilgrim Must Die. I'm thinking of John Tucker Must Die, which is also a great movie.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't. That's a different thing. Not a big fan of Captain Marvel. At least the way they're taking the character right now. But
yeah, very stoic.
So favorite movies? I haven't told you guys mine, and it's Dewey Cox, Walk Hard.
Walk Hard, Dewey Cox.
Sorry.
Have you never heard that?
No.
Is it Crazy Fools?
Have you seen it?
It's a big meme.
I love it. It's so funny.
It's just one of those. God, who
Walk
it?
Hard.
It was by the dude from
Step Brothers. Yeah. The curly hair dude.
Oh, well, I mean, all you need to know is that's the guy.
Yeah.
It's just one of those movie.
That's your favorite movie. That is my
all time favorite
from start
movie.
To finish.
Like my favorite is Scarface.
You're
telling me that puts
Walk
up,
Hard
that comes...
is my all time favorite movie. Wow. All time.
I mean, I do like me some comedy movies that, or like Hot Rod, or
Hot Rod,
Holiday Nights, any of that stuff. But I wouldn't put them at my
really.
What is
but
your
like,
one?
There is actual story with Walk Hard.
If a gun to my head, I would say Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's a great choice.
But I would have to think about it. I have a lot of favorite movies.
Where is she? Rachel.
Where is the podcast going? Because unfortunately, it's coming to an end.
Oh. Audible sadness.
Audible sadness.
It was bad.
We all did it.
Shark,
and so did you.
We were so happy we could take you on to make you live through all this traumatic memories and make you even more depressed.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Sick,
like,
dude,
this room, like,
stuff.
This feels like a real podcast. Like,
thanks, dude.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, dying in the middle of it last time, huh?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
What? It felt like you were just sitting in your room, not even wearing shorts. Talking over Skype,
the first podcast that I was in, it was like raining. I had the windows closed, which is bad because like I can't. Yeah, it's hot, and it was very scuffed. But it was.
I'm glad you didn't get showered and put on a hoodie to come onto this one.
Yeah.
Welcome, my king.
I got too busy.
Thank you, my
memes.
Lord. It was an honor to talk about Game of Thrones and being depressed all over again.
glad we could do it.
And talk about video game movies and also being depressed because that's, I mean,
there's also nothing really great there.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, you haven't seen The Warcraft?
No.
We should watch that one.
I'm down.
I have in 4K.
I'm down. Yeah. I'll watch it.
It's really good. I like it.
Yeah. All right, Shark, where can the people find you?
Y'all can find me in Shark2K_tooth on Twitter and Twitch. So Instagram too, but I barely post there.
Why?
Same.
I'm just bad at taking photos.
Dude, I don't even remember to tweet. How am I supposed to remember to post photos? I don't take photos.
Just like every week and a half. Like that's what like I try and do. Week and a half,
like,
it's time to post.
Take a photo of?
Like when I went to Evo,
figure out something, dude. Week and a half, it's time to post. Yeah. That's what you got to do. Like that's how I kind of look at it. A week and a half is kind of the time to post. Even if it's a throwback Thursday.
Well, how about that? We'll take a picture of everyone at Fruit Summit. I'll be like, Fruit Summit 2019.
Yeah. Boom. There you go.
There.
Yeah, I'm also going to post that.
No, this is mine now.
Okay. Twitch.tv/RabbitV.
Find me on YouTube, Mr. Fruit. Search me the other places, but mainly just go watch my videos, please.
Subreddit, too.
Turn off adblock, please.
Yeah, /r/MrFruit. And obviously, you can find this podcast everywhere. You can find podcasts as they exist, wherever you listen to it or watching it on my YouTube channel. Be sure to like or... favorite review comment,
hey, leave review
follow.
That'd be great. 5 stars, you love it. We love you.
We do appreciate that. And Blue, where can we find you?
Oh, so it's my turn. Okay, so
no, that was definitely not
the
lead up
Blue.
To you. That was for that guy over there. That guy.
You can find me everywhere at Blue Westlow. Sick.
Awesome.
Okay, great.
That's
thanks,
good.
Blue. Shark, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And I think that's a wrap.
Enjoy your day, everybody.
See you next Sunday.
Bye bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish.
or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.